Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Man, I'm dragging today, and I just figured out why. I just remembered why. It's not the five-hour drive each way Saturday and Sunday, I don't think. I got back in enough time to recover from, you know, that can take it out of you. It's not the heat. I don't think it's the heat. What's the earliest flight out of Buffalo you think there would be in a given day?
5:55.
My wife and son flew out of Buffalo this morning at 5:05.
Okay.
So what time do you get to the airport? What time do you get up? And I, you know, offered to drive them. So we left the house at 3:30 this morning. I got some of the sleep back, but there's a 5:05 flight out of Buffalo. There is. I'm here to tell you there is.
Did you talk to them about their experience at the airport? Like, were there people at the counters? Because we flew out of Toronto. No, out of Vancouver back to Toronto 2 summers ago and got to the airport like 2 hours before our 5 a.m. or 5:30 flight and stood there.
They said they had to wait for one person to help them.
We were amongst a group of people waiting for like the airport to open, basically.
What Seattle was like for me.
The airport's not open? I can't do any. I'm here? Okay, I guess I don't have to get here 2 hours at a time.
5 a.m. out of Seattle, the workers don't play by the same rules. Right. They're getting there at 4.
Right.
That's when their shift starts.
Yeah, an hour is going to be enough for you to make your flight.
It was close.
Right.
But we did make it. Brian Koziol on the West Her Hotline. Brian, what would be your word to best describe this U.S. Open?
Ooh, good one. One word. I guess I would say, it's lame to say memorable. It seems too easy.
I like unforgettable more than memorable.
Yeah.
Was it unforgettable? For one guy, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a fan, I don't think I'll ever forget that putt. I mean, you don't.
As a
60-foot birdie putt to win the Open.
It was amazing. I think I would agree with you if he needed to make it.
Right.
It's more just the theater that he made it. You know, moment was amazing. I don't know. How about was it great, Brian? Like, not everybody loves when players are having such a hard time.
I thought it was great in the sense that there was fluctuation in the leaderboard. That's really all I ask. I think I've said that to you before, whether you like the U.S. Open setup versus the other majors in terms of the scoring. The number to me in the end doesn't matter too much as long as there is ability to either go up or down. That's what I care about. A lot of times in the U.S. Open, it's only down, and there are some times that the setup doesn't allow for you to go up. I thought there were enough holes on the back nine that there was opportunity to go up, especially like 17, which is a drivable hole, which yep. Spahn obviously played tremendously well. McIntyre did as well. So as long as there's the opportunity for up and down, then I'm usually okay, regardless of what the actual score is in the end of this event and this setup. I mean, Oakmont is at the top of the list. It's kind of the poster child course for what the USGA, you know, when they say, hey, this is, you know, what the U.S. Open is supposed to be about, like, you know, hard greens, challenge, fast greens, thick, rough, narrow fairway, like, you know, that had, this is kind of the spot that they want it to be. There are some other courses that maybe are also challenging in different ways, but I feel like this is their go-to when it says, like, what do we want the definition of the U.S. Open to look like? But it, the back nine, I would say there was probably multiple moments where you literally had no clue of what would be the right player to say this guy is going to come out on top. Now, Burns was there for most of it, so that maybe is still the best answer. But Spahn obviously got back in it. Hovland was always there. I don't know how much of a credible threat he was. You had Hatton got involved, Ortiz got involved. And then the whole time, there's Rahm is in the clubhouse watching this whole thing at four over. And if the weather continues to get nasty and continues to be cause havoc, could Rahm's plus four be in play? And then you have Scheffler, who essentially was up and down from the plus four number throughout most of the day, on the course. And he's giving himself, it felt like every single hole, he had a legit birdie look, and none of them were going down for him. To the point where it got really, really close to be a threat. You know, so I would say there was probably seven or eight players that at one point there might have been a thought, even if it was just brief, that I thought, hey, maybe this guy legitimately has a chance. And that's ultimately, to me, is what makes a great ending to a tournament.
Yeah, there was a point even Henley was in that group at four, and he got a couple of times on camera where there was a chance for him to either put it close or even make a putt, and like, nope. And he just could not climb at all. But yeah, it's like plenty of guys had, I guess, somewhat of a look at it.
Cameron Young.
Right, another one. But Spahn ends up – go ahead.
When I look individually at just our bet, I ended up with five of the top 12. So
and all three of your 2X guys, too?
Yes. Yeah, Young and Burns.
And Henley.
And Henley, yeah.
Wow.
So
I
felt good about, you know, would I have picked J.J. Spahn? No, I don't think either of you would have. Maybe I don't want to speak for you.
Mike might have. He's been crushing on him since the Players.
I like him. I don't think I would have either.
Yeah, I would. I definitely wouldn't have.
I didn't want to. Well, he became the favorite, or not the favorite, one of the favorites. I didn't want to bet him after round one, even.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I didn't know a lot about him, and it's still the U.S. Open. But
Hovland's the only player in the top three, four that I guess you say, on paper, he has a strong enough resume. You should always consider taking him. But, I mean, Rahm, Scheffler, Burns were all tied for seventh. Henley and Schauffele were right there, too, in the top 12. You know, and obviously, you know, Burns was winning most of the way. So that I feel, even though I lost, and I feel bad because I'm the only picker that has lost this year. I feel like I don't think I would have picked Spahn. So I'm like, what, you know.
Right, in the end.
It was very interesting, at least. We haven't had at least our bet be as interesting as this in quite a while.
No, for sure. I mean, I was really glued to it because of Burns. And I thought about, I don't know if I told you this, Brian, but I've mentioned it to Mike. I decided when you made those three picks of the double money category in our bet, that, all right, I'm going to see what the odds are on one of those three guys, and I'm going to do that on FanDuel for, you know, $20. And I settled on Henley, but I could have very possibly picked Burns, and I was kicking myself all weekend that I, you know, because I really was throwing darts. It was just one of these three guys. I'm going to grab one, and I watched Burns last weekend and just thought, he was good last weekend. He won't be good this weekend. And there he is just sort of out front the whole way until, man, like
11.
When is that when you finally got – you must have been feeling – I don't know. Well, you tell us. How you must have felt pretty comfortable, right?
I did because he was putting better than anybody in the tournament up to that point. Now, I guess you could argue Spahn at the end was equally as good but under the pressure. But I thought, I'm like, this guy's putting lights out. As long as he doesn't end up in a lie, it's going to end up where he has to, like, hit backwards. Like, I feel like I was feeling in a good spot. Now, I will say, selfishly, because we had, you know, the bet going on, I did think he did kind of get jobbed when he asked for relief. And there was all that water there, and he's hitting it, and it's splashing. And then I know on social media there was a video done where, you know, somebody put their foot down, and it literally the water's coming out of the grass. So on the PGA Tour, I feel like that is casual water that's given relief 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And then he got a second opinion, and they stuck with it. And now, should he have been able to overcome one bad shot to win? Yes. I mean, he didn't play – He played poorly the rest of the way, but who knows? If he gets relief and hits the green and makes par, like, I would have loved to have seen it played out from there.
Do you think the officials, just quick follow-up, decided we just can't do this for everybody? Like, the course was so saturated that maybe they thought they had to be strict when it came to that ruling. I'm not sure that should be the way it's done.
I think that's probably a piece of it. You're right. And I'll flip it and say the USGA always get so much criticism for something with these tournaments. I thought, if anything, like, well, hey, this is the leader of the tournament here. Like, if we give him relief, are we going to get nailed for it? Or if we don't give him relief, are we going to get nailed for it? And I guess you're going to take criticism either way. So that was a tough spot for them to be in. And I think probably in the end, others that were asking for relief, I'm sure, had similar waterlogged situations. Like, what did they decide on those? You had to have an official with every group with how waterlogged the course was. I was really surprised that they got it in. I'm happy because there was a moment there after they came back when it started pouring again. And guys, it looked, and Adam Scott chipping three times behind the green and Burns is all, they both double bogeyed the same hole, Scott and Burns, and the weather is just causing havoc. I'm thinking, like, I don't want the weather to ruin this event that it becomes the ultimate factor in who rises to the top or ultimately who hangs on to win. So I'm glad at least it stopped raining to the point where down the stretch it felt like, at least for the most part, other than that Burns moment, that it didn't seem like it played like the ultimate factor in terms of who won.
Right. I think that's a good point. Like, if Spahn hadn't made the shots he made on 17, that drive, and then birdied that, and then made the putt on 18, even though he had the wiggle room, and say, like, McIntyre ends up winning the thing, it would have felt like whoever survived won it and not somebody who went out and made shots.
Good point. I agree.
Spahn made the shots.
Spahn prevented that from being the bottom line. Yep, I agree.
To finish birdie in a U.S. Open at Oakmont is super impressive. And then, you know, that is, you won it. I think you're right, Bulldog. Like, that's the definition of you won it. He hits the two most perfect drives on those two holes. He drives the green on 17. And then the pressure shot of his life, the most important shot of his life on 18 with that driver, he nuts it right down the middle. Like, that was really, really impressive to handle that moment.
I like thinking about it, and we've talked a little bit about this at the outset of our show today, Brian, that Spahn does provide a lesson, I think, for any golfer, right? You know, if you're playing competitive, you're just out there, you know, slamming beers, and maybe it doesn't matter, but that you kind of stay with it. Because 40 on the front nine, it would have been awfully easy for, well, someone like me to go, not my day. Now, I know these guys are playing for, they're playing for money. And, you know, the difference between third place and eighth place is probably a couple $100,000, if not more than that. So, like, the stakes matter here to this point about staying in it and staying present. But Spahn, to like, just stay with it and not just, would have been very easy to just go sideways and just get in the car and go home. And he obviously did far from that.
And he mentioned that afterwards. He said during the rain delay, he literally said, I need to kind of get a reset here. He said his team was really, really talking him up. Like, hey, you're still there. Like, there's a lot of golf to play. You just keep hitting your shots. He got such bad breaks on those early holes. I mean, to think that you start off with, I think, 5 fives to start the round. That the shot that he hits, it's so perfect. It hits the pin, and then it spins forever. What a terrible break for him to be. He even said he was thinking about, what would Tiger do in this moment? Like, would Tiger grind and continue to play the best that he could, or would he, you know, obviously he wouldn't. He wouldn't, you know, he's not going to mail it in. So he was even thinking about Tiger, who's his hero. He's a Southern California kid who grew up watching Tiger and thought, like, hey, what can I do here? He said he even changed his clothes just to get a whole fresh reset. Like, hey, this is a new day. It's a new round kind of mentality. And he was definitely in tune with his game coming out the rest of the way. And I think, you know, that it is a good lesson like that. Sports is hard. Golf is hard. That course was hard. The conditions were really, really hard. And you got some bad breaks. How many times are just you and I playing where our round is meaningless, and sometimes we let a bad bounce or a bad break, and we're like, oh, and you can't let it go. Like, he's playing for his professional life here, and now his professional life is made because he handled it so well.
It's maybe my single favorite narrative or storyline at all in sports is that, because that's the way to do it. And it's just like, it's not momentum nonsense. It's not meant to be nonsense, fate. It just gets rid of all that crap. Brian, I mean, you'll never know what's coming here. Remember Jeannie Bouchard from tennis?
Yes. I remember the name. You're going to ask me about an event he played, and I probably won't be able to tell you.
She was a Canadian tennis player. She had 5 minutes of fame on the tour. Mm-hmm. Like, it was short, the fuse burned out. But she was playing Australia once, and they interviewed her coach. And her coach said the thing that I always wanted to hear but never hear from announcers, from coaches, from players, who always are just talking about feelings. And the coach, a man, was being interviewed during one of her matches. She might have made the semis. And it was a tough way to drop the first set or something like that. He's like, it doesn't really matter how. Just you play this point. You know, mm-hmm. you're still alive in this match. Play this point. And like, if you can, it's easy to say it. If you can do that mentally,
right?
What an edge you have. But if you're somebody that's like, oh, it's not going to be my day,
right?
On the fifth hole, right. You know, then get off the golf course.
If you've got all this regret, I used to tell Owen all the time when he was playing goal. What I'd ask him. It was something on the way to the rink. I would, what's the most important shot? The next one.
The next one. Yeah.
The next one. Whether you made a great save or you got roasted, the next shot is the one that matters the most. That's it. Just keep going.
Spawn did say, and I was kind of hoping he wouldn't, but he did say, like you talked about his clothes chains and everything, that he thinks he did get a break there, that he was able to sit down for a few minutes and sort of, you know, restart his mind or whatever. So he did say that. I'm not saying that that's irrelevant. It's just like the Tiger thing, he was talking about Max Homa, that he and Homa are at the same country club or something, and Homa told him that Tiger would say, just stay there.
Thank you. That's what he said. Yes, thank you for getting that clear on that.
Just stay there. I mean, it's probably really easy to get messed up. That flag stick thing, that's pretty harsh.
And then
he hit a rake. Like, two holes later, he hit a rake that didn't help him either.
Right.
Well, some are calling Brian's performance here this week, or last week now in the Pick 10, the greatest non-winning performance in history. But it's a tough game.
Yeah.
You got to pick the winner. I like how I like your thinking here. Like, well, I wasn't going to pick him, so what?
Yep.
I didn't really – what could I do?
Well, you had good instincts on Rory, and so did I. To avoid him. We talked a little bit about him. He finally talked with the media on Saturday. Brian, I don't want to overdo it, but his reputation, I feel, rightly so, should take some hits after this. Like, smashing that tee marker, throwing clubs, not once but twice, at least that I saw. That was not – I mean, he's had a lifetime of goodwill. And it doesn't take a lot to undo some of that. I thought he really looked bad.
I agree. And he knows it, that he carries a huge amount of weight when it comes to the golf world and the golf industry and kids watching golf and like people to look up to him for all the reasons that you mentioned. Like, he's had a historic career. He keeps sitting here saying that he's mad at the media. Like, I know a piece of it was that he didn't like that his name was attached to the driver not conforming to the rules, mm-hmm. and people instantly thought, well, he cheated at the Masters. Like, no, that's not the case. It's just sometimes the grooves on the club get worn over time.
Changes, right.
It doesn't meet specs and things like that. But his name was linked. It wasn't Scheffler, who, by the way, also had his driver not meet the conforming rules. So it was somebody, and by the way, the media does not do the testing. I want to remind Rory that. So.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's like, oh, the media leaked it. No, they didn't. The media got the story because somebody from the USGA leaked it to the media. Like, they don't, they're the writer from golf.com is not in there measuring your driver or weighing it. Like, no.
Right.
So I know that ultimately he's probably mad because they ran with it with Rory when Scheffler ultimately later admitted that his driver also was nonconforming with it, and it made it look maybe like Rory did something at the Masters. But, I mean, he... Yesterday, I know after he was finished, he was kind of giving the he was quoting like this Mount Everest story of like, well, people that make it to the top of Mount Everest, more people die on the way down or something, you know, because they don't have anything to kind of drive them anymore. And I was like, geez, like this is really deep here. But yeah, he has handled post Masters and post Grand Slam the exact opposite of what I would have predicted. I thought, okay, it's going to free him up. This major drought, this Grand Slam drought, this being reminded every year you come to Augusta National about it, like it was weighing on him. The emotion that we saw after he won, all of his, you know, post-round interviews and, you know, talks that we saw publicly about the Masters win, of how meaningful it was. And he says, now I've accomplished everything that I want to accomplish in golf. Like, how could you be mad at anything at that point now professionally about your life? Like, who cares if you miss the next 10 cuts? Like, look what you did. You said you accomplished everything you want to. Like, it's been the total opposite. He looks mad. He looks frustrated. Like, to me, that looks like a golfer that maybe blew the Masters. Like, he had it and he blew it. Mm-hmm. And he knows, like, I'll never get another chance like that. No, you won it. And he still has only missed one cut all year. And I thought he ended up finishing in the top 20, I think, in the end of this tournament. Let me just double check.
-7, +7.
So it wasn't like he had a miserable week. I don't get it. Why he does the smashing of the tee marker, the throwing of the clubs multiple times. Like, he knows the impact that he has on the game in a good way. And I mean, I'm not his advisor, but I would be advising him. He's like, bud, you gotta change your tone. You went from the most lovable golf story here of the last few years to now people are really turning on you. And he needs the reset rain delay for sure. You know, he's going to go to Ireland now and play in the Open Championship, his home country. Like, what else could, you know, it seems like it's all setting up for a storybook year for him. Like, I don't get it. I mean, his pissiness for how his year has been is just, it's really, really surprising to me.
Very good, Brian. Well, good battle. And we will meet up again, what is it, three, 4 weeks away?
Yep, mid-July, the Open Championship, Ireland, Royal Port Rush. Shane Lowry was the champion there last time, I think 2019. And are we back to Bulldog now on the rotation?
Yeah, yep, my turn. Yeah, twice this year for me.
Yep.
All right, preparations are already underway, no doubt. Thanks for your time today and all of last week, Brian.
Yep, great tournament, guys. Thanks so much. Enjoyed talking with you.
Likewise. Brian Koziol, Tee to Green host on the Wester Hotline. He asked his co-hosts on Saturday the question he asked us about Mickelson. And I was, well, privately very disappointed that his co-hosts did not hear our conversation, because if they had, they would have just rattled off the names, or they just played along. I don't know. Right. Like the six players that beat Mickelson,
right,
where he finished second at the U.S. Open. Well, when we talked to Brian on Friday, Mickelson was in great shape for the cut, but he had two doubles going in and ended up missing maybe by one. And McIlroy with that top 20 at 7 over, 3 under yesterday to get him there. So he was maybe in a better place mentally yesterday, I guess. We'll take a break here. Earlier today, Joe Goodberry joined us. Focus on the Cincinnati Bengals. Drama again off the field with the Bengals this offseason. Joe was great at explaining it and giving his opinions on what will happen. Hendrickson and the first-round pick, Stewart. That's next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.